Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Hurricane Hotline as we continue. And tonight, the University of Miami basketball team will be tipping off with a exhibition game against Nova Southeastern at the Watsco Center. University of Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga is with us. First of all, it'll be great that fans can go back into the Watsco Center, coach. So that should be exciting. The players will be able to go in front of the fans, and we'll get to Nova Southeastern in just a moment because this will be a pretty good challenge. But it'll be nice to have some fans there.
Joe, it's been way too long since our Miami Hurricane fans were able to see our Miami basketball team play. And I'm very excited about the season getting started. I'm very hopeful that the fans will get behind this team and cheer us on to victory. It's a very exciting team. Joe, we probably have more three-point shooters than we've had on any team in the last 10 years. I just hope our three-point shooters make them, Joe. Anybody can shoot them. You just got to make them.
Now, this is going to be an interesting exhibition game for you. Nova Southeastern, their head coach has been a legend at that level. 2 years ago, they made a run deep into the Division II NCAA tournament. I don't think they played a year ago, but they have a very interesting style of play, don't they?
Their coach, Jim Crutchfield, has maybe the highest winning percentage of any active coach in the country. He's won like 84% of his games. He's done that throughout his career of playing an up-tempo, pressing, trapping, stealing style of defense, and an assortment of fast breaks, shoot-em-up threes from long distance, from the corners, from the wings, from the top of the key. They never met a three-point shot they didn't like. They've got five guys that shoot it. Everyone on the team gets the green light. And as I told you earlier, Joe, tomorrow night at the Watsco Center, 7 o'clock, the Miami Hurricanes versus Nova Southeastern, first team to 100 wins.
Coach, these exhibition games, they're always a little bit different. And this is, as you mentioned, a very unique team that you're going up against. You've got a lot of young players. What are some of the things that you hope to get out of this game?
Well, several things were decided when we scheduled this game, Joe. We do have a lot of new guys. So the first thing is Jim Crutchfield was willing to come October 20th. This is the earliest any of my teams in my career have ever played an exhibition game October 20th. The second is the reason we're playing them is because that style is so unique and because we have very good guard play, but we needed to test them and put a lot of pressure on them, have the opponent trap them, try to steal the ball from them, because once you figure out a way to attack pressure, then you can play against the Florida States, the NC States, the people who are pressuring in the ACC. We did not want to play an opponent that mimicked Virginia, because Virginia plays a much slower brand of basketball, and I felt like our fans could be in for a real treat.
I think they will. Isaiah Wong was named first team all ACC. So that's nice recognition for him. I thought he should have got more votes for ACC Player of the Year, but he is on the preseason first team.
Yeah, Isaiah Wong was on the all-conference team last year. A lot of those guys have either gone to the NBA or have graduated or transferred. And with that, it opens up the doors for a lot of players. I think Cam Augusti will be in consideration. I think there's a lot of newcomers like a Jordan Miller, a Charlie Moore, two of our transfers that come in. Sam Wardenberg, who's back from a season-ending injury last year. So I'm excited about this year's team. I'm hoping we'll play well against Nova Southeast and, be ready for the November 9th opening game against Canisius at home in the Watsco Center, a quality opponent. And then, we've got some tough games. Joe, there's one stretch where I can't believe where we're playing. We have the Penn State game on the road in the ACC Big Ten Challenge on a Wednesday at 9:15 at night, and we don't get home. What time do you get home after a game that late? And we play Clemson on Saturday. Oh boy. So we have very little time to prepare for Clemson.
In this exhibition game, you have young players, the freshmen that you brought in, plus the transfers. This has to be good for them to be put under pressure too, right? To see how they're going to respond for the first time at this level, but also because of the style, they're going to be trapped and put under pressure.
Yeah, I think Bensley Joseph, who's from Boston, a freshman point guard, Wuga Popla, a 6'4 shooting guard who really has a lot of scoring ability, and Ja'Kai Robinson, a 6'5 wing player. They're going to get some playing time, but they have a lot to learn right now, Joe. I love their potential, but I think from a defensive standpoint and a shot selection standpoint, they really need to learn what the college game is all about. Because if you ask them, like I asked Wuga how many shots a game he averaged in high school, he said 30. I know he didn't average 30 shots, Joe, but he thinks he did because he had the super green light and was shooting it every time he wanted to. But in college, you're not going to get 30 shots. You're not going to get 15. You may not get 10. You may not get 5. You got to be very selective and very smart about your shot selection. And hopefully all our freshmen will learn that.
Yeah, Wuga was on the list. He was receiving votes for ACC rookie, preseason ACC rookie of the year.
Yeah, people know he's a talented athlete, talented scorer.
As you look around, you've got a pretty good feel for your team right now, and you did a really good job of bringing in some of the transfers and also this recruiting class. Very nice. I know that has you excited, but how do you know what the rest of the league is going to have this year since there were so many transfers?
Yeah, Joe, if you look at it statistically, 53% of the players in the ACC last year return. 47% are newcomers, either transfers, junior college kids, prep school or high school seniors coming in. 47% of the league is new. So early in the season, it's going to be very, very important to be studying our opponent's roster and see who is that coach playing, what is their style, have they changed it? And then you have new coaching. You look at Hubert Davis at North Carolina. Is he going to continue the North Carolina system that's been in effect since Dean Smith took over in the early 1960s? Or is it going to be a different style that Hubert has, who played in the NBA? So, and then Earl Grant up at Boston College is new to the league. Oh, It's going to be interesting. The preparation for each game will be challenging because everybody's got their own unique style.
I mentioned the three players you brought in, the freshmen, and plus the transfers. You have to feel good about that, right? The response to your program in the University of Miami to help kind of rebuild what you were able to build here in the first place.
Yeah, I think, you know, having support for anything you do is really important. And my wife and I love the University of Miami. We love living here in Coral Gables. We have a lot of friends. We've developed a lot of great relationships. And the university has been very good to us. It's hard to believe, Joe, but this is the start of my 11th year. Yep. And I'm inching closer to a milestone that I hope I can accomplish this year. Do you know what it is?
All-time winningest coach at the University of Miami.
That's exactly right, Joe. You know your stats. I'm 20 wins away. So if we have a great year by the end of this season, I should be the winningest coach in Miami basketball history. And I'm thrilled about that, because not only does it speak to our success, but it speaks to our longevity. We've averaged 20 wins or more every year. We struggled these last couple of years with COVID, with injuries. But now I feel like if everybody can stay healthy, and I said this to you last year, and we had six guys get hurt. So if we stay healthy, I'm going to be very excited about coaching this year's team.
Yeah, I can see that. Speaking of health, one of the key components for your team would be Sam Wardenburg. What kind of fall practice has he had for you leading into this exhibition game?
You know, Sam Wardenburg has basically been a power forward, played what, if you gave him a number, he'd be the four man. One is the point man, two is your shooting guard, three is your small forward, four is your power forward or stretch four. Well, this year we've decided to move Sam to the five because of the kind of the way this team is made up on our roster. We're looking for more 3-point shooting, and Sam can shoot the three better than the two other guys that he's competing with, Dan Gak and Rodney Miller. So hopefully Sam can get himself off to a good start with very good 3-point shooting. And that would make a world of difference. That would mean we have all five players on the court that can make threes.
You've had some time, I guess, to be able to watch and evaluate the transfers that came in, Charlie Moore and Jordan Miller. What are some of the things that you like about those guys?
Well, Charlie Moore, to start against Nova, will be our starting point guard. I like, you know, he's a sixth-year senior. He's older, more experienced. He's played against the best competition in the country. And Jordan Miller, from my old stomping grounds, George Mason University, was their leading scorer and rebounder. And I can tell you in practice, he's doing a great job in practice. So our starting unit will be Charlie Moore, Isaiah Wong, Cam Augusti, Jordan Miller, and Sam Wardenburg. And I'm hoping they'll get us off to a great start. And then we can go to our bench with Bensley Joseph, Wooga Poplar, Harlan Beverly, Anthony Walker, Dan Gak, Rodney Miller, and Ja'Kai Robinson.
I was going to say, Walker and Beverly played a lot for you the last 2 years. In particular, Walker at the end of last year was almost double-double in the last, I don't know, five, six, seven games. Harlan, of course, struggled with some of the injuries. How much progress have you seen in their games?
Yeah, first of all, Harlan is healthy now for the first time in over a year. So happy with his progress that way. Anthony Walker is our most gifted athlete. And when Anthony's at the top of his game, he's as good as anybody at that position. The other day in an inter-squad scrimmage, he scored 32 points and was 10 for 12 from 2-point range. So We're hoping he's not going to start right now, but I can play him at the four or five, and he's probably going to play in the early part of the season a fair amount at the five because of his athletic ability.
Well, as we mentioned, you're closing in on the all-time record at the University of Miami, become the winningest coach. 200 wins so far at the UM, and you're not too far off, by the way, from 700 career victories, which not out of the realm of possibility could happen this year.
Well, I think what we've accomplished here at the University of Miami, the ESPN interviewed me the other day, and they told me something I didn't know, that I was the fastest coach to get to 200 victories, and that I was only 20 wins away from being the winningest coach. I said, oh, I didn't really know that. But I'm happy that what my staff and I have been able to do. My assistant coaches do a fantastic job. Chris Caputo, who's been with me for 20 years, he's my associate head coach. And Chris does an amazing job. Bill Courtney, who was with me at Bowling Green, he was with me at George Mason. He's now with us at Miami. He's a fantastic recruiter, and I think our recruiting is back headed in the right direction after a lull there. Yeah. And now I've added DJ Irving, who's a terrific young coach and gives us a lot of youth and enthusiasm. So we're really headed in the right direction, Joe. I'm very, very happy, to say the least.
Very much looking forward to the upcoming basketball season, Coach, and more normalcy this year. The very best of luck in this exhibition game, and I'll see you here in the very near future.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Great talk with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.